Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the Mason and French Show. Featuring Big Mike.
Yeah.
As well as Big Steve.
What it is, what it was, what it shall be.
As well as your unit, who's currently on the phone discussing matters more important than the show, so... There we go. I'll get the job done.
There you go. That'll work.
Featuring the Jew unit now. It was what makes this illustrious return to the show.
In the mother effing building, which is probably not going to be mine for much fucking longer. Thank you, Commonwealth. I love the fuck out of you. But take everything from a nigga. And then cut him into fucking shins while you're at it. You might as well. Why? Because he's a working man. Because the working man is a fucking sucker! Amen, De Niro. Amen.
Watch out.
Bronx tail. Door lock. I got it.
The working man is a sucker.
If I didn't put my chair away, I'd bring the one over here. But as you can all see, I've lightened the living room from a chair and a basket and some... What of laundry? As y'all can
there you
see.
Go. There you
straight
go.
Get it in for 12 and a half minutes last night. And
hey, a little effort, a little effort.
That's what it takes, man. 12 minutes a night.
I was cleaning like Mary Poppins out this bitch, man. I was floating across, I was hoverboarding across that carpet. Said, shoot. Come over here, put some wood shit away. She says, scoop. Come back over here, forgot about that shit. Said, scoop. Let me go and sit right here and then. Which I gotta stop that too, but we'll see about how that goes.
God damn it. Whatever, it's progress.
Yeah.
Little is bits that what it little is? Bits.
I didn't say it was
I gotta change my whole life, like in the next 8 hours. Like, I gotta go big real quick. Can we go back big and shit out this motherfucker? God, where we gotta it. Go? We gotta go somewhere with the big thing so I can check it out, because that's what gotta happen. Because I'm definitely a small town girl living in this fucked up world.
That's a lonely world for a small town girl. All he wanted was love.
You're gonna rob me, girl.
Now he's got support.
He's gonna pay everything.
Twice.
Cause you ain't worked for it. You might as well take it in. God damn.
That's
fucking white girls, y'all are evil things.
Goddamn gaps.
You show me that what I say.
All I wanna do is
get me. And now my lawyer says, are you N-word rich? Empty your pockets.
Yep.
I want your lint and everything. Give me the dog if it's a fucking Labrador.
Come here, Lassie.
Woo! I see you got a quarter of them. That shit is mine. They're rabbit and they're gonna be my friend. Fishing, learning how to eat them for sustenance. If you ever see a naked man taking a bath underneath to a living bridge, just hop two times and leave him alone. Cause everything he had is gone, is gone. Cause the wild.
Gentlemen, the Jew unit is going through things.
I'm gonna start drinking again, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's the motherfucker. one. The one didn't fucking work right, so I'm trying to get him checked right. She's like, bam, here's another. Bam, here's another. I'm like, she hit me with the bam, right? I said, fuck, I don't want this thing, man. So, I said, can I get him a check? She said, all right, Dan Cook. And then next thing I know, there's two liquor drinks over here. And she said, well, the one lady ain't here. She don't want it. And then I seen this. You gonna drink it? I said,
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, now I gotta go home, man. Like steak, like 2 days ago. I was starving like, my belly was eating my belly, right? When I was burping, I was just tasting that one fry that I had. Like,
order some pizza.
Who got pizza?
Order some.
I got 8 pieces over here. I'm good with 7 pieces. Yeah.
Oh, you did hit the chicken shack.
Well,
or whatever.
I went to John. Yeah, but she said, wait here. I said, I don't want that. I gotta go home, man. I mean, I'm fucked up right now, you know.
Yeah, you wonder why we didn't have that episode one time.
And it was like, pussy, and I'm like, I'm gonna get this motherfucker. Here's some bourbon. That was good. All right, then. But yeah. I had a little sing out, man. I kind of cleared up a little bit. I'm not going to drink again. I'm back to hammer time again.
I thought if we let you, belt it out for a minute, maybe you might clear your head a bit, get your shit straight. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Jew has had a traumatic issue in his day today as far as dealing with...
The whole day was fucked.
Baby mamas and such. No, things went okay. But things we did.
We did find that place.
Went to the store, got things done. The man actually managed to get something done in D.C. when he didn't think he was, and now he even knows how he's going to get up there.
I got my
time.
Badge, man. Y'all want to go walk the track some? Well, I think I can walk on the track now at the Metro.
What the hell? I want to walk on the Metro.
I think I can. I got a badge.
Shit.
I'm going to try it.
What the fuck? He said he's going
to
try it.
I think I might have to eventually, actually. I mean... I don't know.
You gotta fix the goddamn spark.
I had to go get this badge. Yeah, I guess for some renovating they're doing on Metro next year or two or some shit like that. So I might have to do that. I had to go get a badge today. And then next Tuesday, I gotta go for an 8.5 hour training.
It's on the clock, though, right?
It better fucking
be. 100%.
Fuck that. Yeah, all right, bet. I'm going to go sit up in there and look stupid, learn something new.
But I got to take the Metro there, though. I can't.
Oh, you can't drive. Oh,
I can, but I'm be leaving it. It's from 7 to 3:30. I don't think I won't be leaving Verizon. It's like right in fucking front of Verizon. I don't think I won't be driving out of D.C.
No, hell no.
You don't want to drive in at that time or out.
Yeah, so I'm going to have the Metro. Is it? Can I go straight from Vienna right to Verizon?
Look, I think you can, but you got to look at the map and figure it out for your fucking self so you know where you're going. I can't just tell you what exit to get off.
I think it's to hop on the red line. You get on the blue line.
You get on the orange line.
Yeah, it's the orange.
You ride the orange line in from Vienna.
Don't you hop over either red or blue line?
You may be very well correct there.
You got to get on the red line.
Takes you right to the fucking stadium. I think he's right. You got to transfer. One of them goes right underneath.
Yeah, right underneath.
But the one, I remember you got to switch. I think you got to get the red line.
But read the map. You know how to read the map, right?
Not really.
Yeah, dude. Public transportation sucks. The Metro is, late sometimes. It's always broken down. So if you think that that's just a simple ride, and he has to be calm the whole time, he can't bake the whole way there.
You can't
bake the whole way home.
I can't smell it all because I got the metal fucking detector from walking the building. And I can't hide nothing because every goddamn DC cop out there makes sure the fucking sirens and the lights work for no fucking reason. You ain't watching out for the goddamn Sequoia just walking across the goddamn road.
He's
how's
up.
Her green and I'm green? How's she green and I'm green? We on different sides of the goddamn road. What kind of fucking four-way are we fucking running? If you got green on the left and she got green on the right and I got green to the straight, who the fuck is going to effing motherfucking stop? Jibru? Edward fucking please. I'm a fucking honk. I'm going to let you get two fucking steps and I'm out of fucking town. Get the fuck out the way, motherfucker. I'm out of town. That's what happened. Bitch tried to look at me, cuss me out, because I almost clipped her. But this motherfucker was turning left, and he said, no, fake left. I'm going to go straight and hit this sexy jibber right here. And I'm thinking, man, if Mason wasn't sitting over there, that's my bad side. Motherfucker, I ain't got nothing to do for 2 hours. I'm going to cut stuff right here. I'll be at the bar. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker hit me. I'm just over here drinking. Here's my shit registration on the windshield wiper. You come talk to me, cuz, when you good. I'm trying to pay out. That's the fuck I be at. Motherfucker, but I'm like, nah, I ain't going to hit Mason like that.
Yeah, because it would have definitely hit me.
And then the bitch, she looking at the green light, I'm looking at the green light, and I'm like, I got one too, motherfucker!
Everybody got one. You got green. You got green. You get green. Fuck, you get green. I think the motherfucker sitting on 26E right now. He got a goddamn green light. He fucking 17 fucking builds up.
The bitch. Motherfucker on 26E.
26E, he got a green light right now. He can make a left turn. Like, bitch, DC is fucked up. That light is over here. 40 feet to the left. The road is right here. The fuck's the light all the way the fuck over there? Who's over there? What the fuck? How you expect me to see? We looking at this one side. May say you can't go left. I said, I think that's for the other four roads that's up there. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. It could be for us. I don't know. This is DC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We didn't get pulled over, so I guess it won for us.
Yeah,
you know?
we made some strange turns and strange spots. But what are you going to do, you know?
Fucking DC.
Then that main road that's all destroyed between Rock Creek and the light there.
Yeah.
That shit, they had that all shut down, detoured up, and was paving the whole thing, it looked like. At least on the way in. On the way in, it looks like it might be smooth all the way from Rock Creek all the way to that light.
That shit was fucked up.
I was more than fucked up.
That shit was
horrendous.
All those roads are fucked up. I thought I was driving to Pittsburgh there for a minute, man.
DC is terrible, man. It seriously looks like I imagine Moscow roads look. You know,
they probably got better roads than DC.
They probably do.
Man, they look pretty good in Rocky.
It's off the pole there.
He's hitting Rocky.
I don't think they were on Moscow roads in Rocky.
They were in the snow. They were in the woods.
They were on the mountains.
They were chasing him in that Beamer, Addy.
No, that was a Benz.
They were chasing him in the Benz, and he ran up the mountain, and they couldn't stay with him. He went and just skirt.
Yep.
He busted a little.
He hit him on that turn.
Yep, they done slid sideways and hit the snowbank. And he just kept on booking up the mountain.
He was doing about 4 or 5 miles an hour right there.
Oh, that was last time. He was booking. I saw something Hogan was talking about, how like he really beat the shit out of Stallone in all those scenes in that Rocky 3 where he's tossing his ass around. He's like, yeah, he really tossed him around.
You know what, brother? Let me tell you something. Ooh, there's a little bit.
It's a good thing I decided we should go to the bar that we went to, huh?
Remember when you was grandstanding in the hot dog? I remember.
That's Macho
WrestleMania
Man.
5. Who was we just talking about?
Hulk Hogan.
It was Hulk Hogan. In WrestleMania 5, motherfucker. He was fucking with Elizabeth.
Macho Man was mad about the grandstanding. Yeah. Hogan was grandstanding.
Hogan was hot dogging in the grandstanding. Fucking this motherfucker was having it.
That's what was going on.
That's what happened.
I do remember it.
I remember when Hogan when it was the Ultimate Powers or whatever their name was.
Ultimate Warrior.
No. It was Hogan and Macho Man. They were like the Twin Towers.
They did go up for a minute.
The Double Powers or something. They were like a tag team, and they were wrestling the Big Boss Man and some other dude. And Hogan got thrown out the ring and he landed on Elizabeth, and then he picked her up and carried her to the back and left Macho Man.
Oh yeah, left him to get his ass handed to him.
And Macho Man got his ass kicked and got all pissed off, and then Hogan came back and then Macho Man left or some shit like that. I can't remember how it all went.
I remember that shit. Right.
And they were fighting in the back.
Because he's looking at the ring going, man, fuck him.
That was like the first time I ever saw pro wrestling when I was a kid. And I was like, man.
I think it was like the biggest main event for us when we was little.
This is something else.
WrestleMania?
Yeah.
WrestleMania was the shit.
Hell, the shit I'm talking about was just a Saturday night thing. Like, the WrestleMania.
I used to fucking stay up late for Raw. I used to be able to stay up 30 minutes late
Monday Night Raw.
When it was good.
Well, when it used to come on at like 11.
When it was awesome. Nine. When you could watch WCW and Raw.
Yeah. WCW was on prior to that, right?
Well, they were on.
They'd be on like a Sunday.
They were the same day, different channels. So you back and forth between them.
It was Monday Night Nitro.
That's it. That's what it was.
Yep. That's
Raw.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I didn't fuck with it. I think there was a Thursday too, but I never fucked with that.
Thursday Night Thunder.
I always fucked with the Monday Night.
Yeah.
I went and saw Thursday Night Thunder
that
one
bad
time.
That was wrestling was wrestling.
There was a show that ended up on Sunday that we went to go see. They filmed like three of them at the same time, man. From Monday Night Raw to some other side show that you're going to see on Saturday. And,
Yeah,
because they got all that bullshit with it now. I remember when I got left at a wrestling event when I was little.
You told me.
It was fucked up
with Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, Junkyard Dog gave you a ride home.
Amazing. Baddest motherfucker in the whole damn thing.
It would be something if Leroy Brown had given you a ride home. That would have been something. She was like, man, the baddest motherfucker in the whole damn town.
Badder than Leroy Brown.
Just give me a ride home.
Slicker than a fucking Junkyard Dog.
No.
Soft remix right there on it.
He said his own remix.
That's what he does. That's your unit makes shit up. It's amazing. But yeah, that lady did get pissed at him when he almost ran her over.
Fuck her, man.
He goes, shut up.
That's so mild for you.
She was pointing at the thing. Well, like, I kept cracking the whip on him, like, man, you need to chill the fuck out. Like, let me ask you something. If you're driving down the road and things are burning and, like, you see someone you know on the side of the road, like, across the way that's at least 50 feet away from you or more, are you going to honk your horn a bunch and start waving at them? I was like, yo, you need to stop attracting attention. We are literally riding in the fucking HOV lane, the hove, as the Jew calls it. There was some fake hove in front of us, and he started honking his horn at the cop in the media strip. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm just honking a little. He don't know it's me. He just hear a horn. He's going to look over and see the fake hove and be like, woo, boo.
You're the only one honking the horn.
He ain't going to know. He's going to hear honk and look over, and then the first thing you'll see is fake fucking hove. I got to drink this, man.
You want to narc on somebody in traffic
so badly.
Fake hoving bitches, man.
God damn
it. You know how many times I've tried to have to go in the shoulder because these fake hoving motherfuckers worried about where the goddamn police is? You drive accurate, I can do 90. Get the fuck out of the way.
If you drive accurate, I can do 90.
And then I send some people over there at the ice cream joint outside of town.
Effie's in the middle of New Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, dun, 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 dun. Hey, y'all, hey, there go my people over there.
You want it?
Dumbass.
Here, hit this. And I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Calm down. It should just be a smooth ride.
Can you just try to attract attention to yourself? Like, you just make the attempt. He goes, man, I know better than out here in the middle of everything.
Put it out in the open. Put it right outside sight. They baffled by it. They're like,
baffled by this motherfucker being ignorant.
That. He can't really be one of those marijuana filled cigarettes like that. That can't be one of those. He's just crazy. Just speed ahead, honey, or slow down. He's dangerous.
Is that what you think that they're saying in the car as you go by him going 90, flicking him off, and then honking the horn behind him?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Trying to snitch on
this motherfucker.
That's a different situation. All four of those were different. That whole sentence was all different situations.
I'm sorry. I was including them all because you tell some wild stories.
You incorporated all into one.
I'm so sorry.
Semantics.
Yeah.
This is like
you are so full of semantics, Julian.
They're all hypocritical.
I honked at the cop on 66. I honked at the other cop on 66, and then I honked at my people down in Baltimore.
Either way, you call a lot of attention to yourself.
Were you doing something illegal at the time? I mean, I probably not.
Not really.
This offer.
Not really.
So that was medicating and stuff.
I wasn't medicating, but I wasn't doing nothing.
I gotta tell you, that's not the time to call attention to yourself. Especially, it's not time to snitch on someone.
Yeah.
You fucking snitch.
I wasn't snitching. I was just talking. Notify.
Hold on. Didn't we have this discussion a long time ago? That's dry snitching.
That's notify.
No, that's dry snitching.
I can show you how snitches look because I got scars, bro.
Right.
I got stitches, man. I got staple stitches, baby.
And it wasn't from America. You gonna fuck off wrong motherfucker get shot. That's what's gonna happen to you.
Listening that y'all out there and I'm bad man on the Jew Brew. Come holler at me. I'm at work. Get me on the show. Give me the address. I ain't gonna do it on the line.
No fear.
But I ain't gonna do it on the line. We doing any art. It's not gonna be mine for longer, so come on fucking with it.
I mean, forget about the people shooting you. What happens if the cop, like, actually looks at you and you got, you know,
you're
doing
ass.
Something and they're like, what are you doing?
You flinging.
What's up the license plate? Oh, he's been to jail.
Out the window. Stupid.
That makes no sense.
What?
Especially when everything else that's going on at the time.
You're screaming at the police.
That are also there.
Setting stuff on fire.
All that other stuff that you can't just fling out the window. But who gives a shit, right? It's not a big deal. I'll burn a piece of paper. Nobody will see anything strange about that.
I never screamed at a cop. I just honked the fucking horn.
You said you was trying to point out
that's
HIV.
He was hooting and hollering inside the car at the same time.
So he's being
like, damn it, damn it. Hey!
So look, if he honks the horn and then you're animated at the same time, you're causing that attention to go right to you instead of the person that's riding and hears a horn. I wonder who's honking the horn.
Or when there's...
And you're like this, look.
Yeah, or that inside the car looks like this.
Yeah.
What inside the car didn't look like that?
Exactly like that.
Not at all. We had the windows down.
Sunroof open.
Sunroof open.
Hey, look at that cloudy car.
Dangerous. Who's cooling out?
Dangerous.
But you were wildlife dry snitch.
Stupid.
Dry snitching.
Stupid.
Fuck them motherfuckers.
Stupid.
Call it dry snitch. I call it fucking bullshit for them bitches. You know, what the fuck good is that going to do?
He's
riding
in HOV. He's HOV.
Yeah, he's pro HOV.
Pro HOV. Pro HOV.
Damn.
Not the pro high, but pro ho.
Well, hey, do you know that there can be people that are in, if they have a hybrid?
I know, Steve, the little fancy fuckers can get over there. And then fucking
yeah, that, the people that lifted F-150 extended cab in front of us was probably
okay,
not.
That's not.
Tended out the hill.
Hybrid.
Well, yeah. Then how do you know how many people were in there?
Because I'm didn't. Looking at his he ass didn't. And I'm swerving over know. Here and I'm seeing a little motherfucker over here.
He didn't know.
So I just hit the horn.
There's no way to be swerving and honking.
Oh, yeah. He'd be swerving.
Not before the cop. Just waiting for the cop. Just when this nigga first cut me off. I said, all right, then. You fake Hovind.
He didn't even cut you off. He just pulled in front of you. He could have been real Hovind.
He dropped me. If he was driving. He was driving. If he was real Hovind, he did not cut me off. But he was fake Hovind.
You know,
cut me off.
You weren't that bad, but you still just kept doing dumb shit. Like, that's what was annoying about it. It was like, you know, you're just shy of being a really good driver right now. Just shy. Just shy.
Just like, a little bit.
I'm
going
to drive the speed limit in a reasonable thing. Yeah, no, perfection is absolutely what we should be looking for in such situations.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
I mean, just shy is such a small... I mean, you're way further than shy, man. You're like all the way, like way past timid, past shy, past... You're like...
No, you wasn't there. No, you wasn't there. Like, for that fool, he was doing just fine, except for all of his stupid shit. Except for, like, the insanely stupid things that he did. That he goes, oh, that ain't a big deal. Like, till it is a big deal.
Yeah. That's some Kanye shit. Kanye, it sounds, you know, real good for 20 minutes. And then he throws in something fucking stupid. I can't believe a single thing that you say.
Have you listened to his whole TMZ thing yet?
No.
You should watch the whole thing, man. I'm telling you.
If you send me a link, I might. But I'm not looking out. Right, I don't want to. Fuck Kanye. He's fucking up for real. Yes. I don't give a fuck. All the whole lot of them. Him and Roseanne and just all of them.
Roseanne is hysterical.
I couldn't help but laugh at that one.
That was funny shit.
She blamed it on the medicine. Oh, I was fucked up.
She said she was Ambien texting. I was like, for real, why did you say Ambien texting in the first damn place?
Nah, you know, Ambien texting.
Now it's a fucking sleeping pill made you text. Racist like shit.
Drunk text. I drunk texted that shit. I'm sorry. Nah, bitch, you said you was going to swallow. Where the fuck you at?
The same. Aside from fucking up her own shit, she fucked up a bunch of people's shit. But I mean, it's her shit, so
yeah, she.
That's what you get.
But that's also what she does.
Yeah,
she's always tweeted offensive, crazy shit, and you go, "God damn, Roseanne's a crazy bitch."
That's what I'm saying.
So like, you know, what
people
the hell
did she done? I'm
it'd
like,
be like if Disney signed our show and then was like, "Oh, you know what? That fucking handicap thing you said, we're done."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What the fuck are you talking about? We've been talking about fucking handicap chicks since like episode 7.
Roseanne always been Roseanne ever since it come out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what you're getting. You know, it's like if you hire fucking Borat. Like, what the fuck? You're gonna see what some shit's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to plan for it. Borat's just gonna show up and just make some crazy shit happen. Like,
which is ignorant because even though it's offensive or whatever, it's still freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
So technically, she should be able to tweet whatever fuck she wants.
She can.
Anybody, unless she straight up.
She's not allowed to get in a legal trouble for it. She got fired, man. You should
be able to say whatever freedom of fucking speech, unless you're fully fucking racist and fully offensive.
You are,
somebody.
But you also have to deal with the fact that your boss might fire you.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should be a right to work country, not just like a right to work state like Virginia. Right to,
I mean, you should be able freedom of speech should not get you fired from any kind of anything because it's your fucking right.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, what if you say you're going to rape the boss's fucking wife?
Well, yeah, with exception.
Oh, right.
Well, see, well, that's the same.
There you go.
That's the way it is now, sir. It does have exceptions.
Yeah,
sometimes people can say that shit.
Profanity and vulgarity should be it. My point is, defensive because...
I'm not saying that any of them did something that they don't have the right to do. I'm saying Disney and ABC should have had a fucking clear idea what they were getting themselves into and who they were dealing with, and they should have expected this sort of thing and not been so quick to just be like, let me pussy out.
Do this.
I mean, that's a number one show. Okay, like that's a big money program in a world where big money programs don't happen. And ABC has it, has the rights, and could probably make money with it for a while because it is actually topical. I haven't even really watched it, but I know it was topical. It was dealing with, like,
it always was then.
Modern day issues. Absolutely, it always has been. It's been a great show, Roseanne. But,
Yeah, sure.
Roseanne has the right to be a crazy racist cunt, and
which everybody should already know that.
And Wanda Sykes should have the right to quit her fucking show if she wants. And
exactly.
ABC has the right to fucking fire her. I'm just saying ABC was stupid to not expect Roseanne to come in and do some offensive shit.
Okay, some offensive shit is one thing. This was some. Who saw that coming? I didn't. Who would think that? How does Roseanne not know that you can't say that? She's been in comedy her whole goddamn life.
I don't even think it was that completely ridiculous of a statement.
Jesus Christ!
Because.
You cannot compare someone that's black to a fucking ape, man. You can't do that.
Right, I mean, should I do it to myself one day?
I mean, see, white people that's fucking
that's
like, if you
that's some bullshit, though. It's a double standard, right? Like,
I get joned on it all day long about myself looking like Khan.
Well, look, I told you you had some.
Like a monkey.
I said you had a Scottie Pippen ass
nose.
That
shit was hilarious.
You're like, does that make me a racist? Because I say your nose looks fairly similar to Scottie Pippen's?
No, because not all black people have Scottie Pippen's.
Fucking does.
They're bell peppers and shit. But shit was fucking hilarious.
You know, I mean, like.
Yeah, but if Disney doesn't see that as a statement that, you know, is good for their ratings shit, so I'm sure they have the right, because that's what you were just touching on.
Absolutely.
Disney owns ABC.
Absolutely. Like,
so
they have the right.
Why? Like, this is why. What did you think was going to fucking happen?
Right. That's my gripe with them. Like, you should have known, Disney, that you shouldn't have been fucking with Roseanne because she's a crazy bitch and she's this crazy shit all the time. Yeah. It's like when you have Kanye West on TMZ. What the fuck do you think he's going to do?
Yep.
He's going to say something.
I said that same thing.
Give him a camera. He's going to say something in front of it.
Because Roseanne can entertain the shit out of you, and then she can discuss the shit out of you all in, like, the same breath.
Same sense. Kind of like conversation with me.
Yeah, damn
I was just reading the thing today that she was on some show with Michael Moore. And since then had like a falling out or whatever.
Yeah.
Now Michael Moore is getting ready to has been months deep in doing a documentary about Roseanne Barr and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then this shit happened. And he said, you're going to rue the day. I'm like, that motherfucker comes after you. He comes after you fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the day or something.
I don't know, man. It's no Fahrenheit 9/11 or anything.
Yo, I did love. Oh man,
no, I didn't say he was a good person.
I'm just saying, there's no way whatever like documentary Michael Moore's doing about Donald Trump and Roseanne Barr can compete with the level of outrage that I felt after I watched Fahrenheit 9/11 in regards to like everything that it talked about. Essentially, like, that's one of the few things that I've ever seen of Michael Moore been like, wow, okay, like. That's pretty fucking offensive right there. Like, it came out during the Bush administration. It was really pretty scathing. I haven't seen it in a long time because I guess I only saw it when it was in the theaters. But I remember being like...
Oh, you went to the theaters to see it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen at least half of this fucking thing on DVD. But I can't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But I've never sat down and watched too much Michael Moore product because he's just another propagandist.
Well, he's just a fucking left-leaning... Not
right.
Just like, I mean, there's plenty of them out there that, you know, lean for both sides and out ridiculous shit.
It's obscene.
That it's not ridiculous. I'm just saying, some people subscribe to it.
Lots
of people subscribe to it, and it's rough.
I was watching CNN the other day, and it was just out of control. Like, there were these, it was like, racism in America 2018. And it was like two like... Definitely African-American types, right? This Eric Dyson dude, like, that always fights Jordan Peterson on videos, if you ever watched
online. I know
online.
He is Michael Eric Dyson.
Yeah, Michael Eric Dyson. He is fairly ridiculous, in my opinion. Like, a lot of the stuff he says, like, he's somewhat smart, but a lot of times it's just like, well, this is just clear-cut racism. And that's what the problem is. It's white people or whatever. Like, he's really hardcore.
He goes straight to it off the jump. You know, it's like,
like, there couldn't be any other reason why something happened. You know, it has to be because these people
like
are racist.
He
I mean, it's very demonizing. He goes hard. He goes hard. But he was on there with this chick with like curly hair, this light skinned chick with nice curly hair, and. She, she actually seemed like somewhat reasonable, was definitely on like the same side. Like, and I was like, why can't there be any kind of like contrast? And then I flipped to Fox and they were doing the same thing about something different in a different way. It was just like a couple of, it was like Newt Gingrich on there talking about something. And I was like, Jesus Christ, they're all the same. Like, they're all the same. It's like, well, this is our viewpoint, and we're going to bring on people that are going to reinforce it, and we're not going to have anything, like, contradictory going on. Like, I'd actually no like to have actual discussive news if I was going to have, like, my own 24-hour news network. Like,
it's funny you say this, because me and this dude at my job, we got to talking and laughing and joking about this shit today. He called me some other dude's name, and he was like, man, Mike, my bad, man. All I seen was the hoodie. He goes, but I know what you're going to do. You're going to go out there, and you're going to tell Will that this white motherfucker back here called you. We all look the same, ain't you? And I'm laughing. I was like, you know goddamn well I am. He was like, are you he goes, you sorry motherfucker. I said, man, ain't it great? So we got to laughing. I was like, see, man, we can laugh like shit, you know, with shit like this. He's like, I'm so glad that we can look at this in that way.
That's
I
how
said,
it's
yeah,
supposed to be.
Man, if you could joke about it, you could talk about it and fucking understand each other's differences, and it's all great. Like, ladies and gentlemen, open your fucking mind up. It's a whole gigantic world out here.
Ladies and gentlemen, they were probably just making a joke, and maybe you shouldn't be so fucking butthurt about it.
Yeah. Man, fuck goddamn soft cookies.
Right?
Fucking, oh, man. But it's just because you say something that hurts my feelings, I can see you for it.
Well,
I
it's like paid for there's it. This whole fucking
free money, man.
Culture.
Got free money.
We have this culture these days of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words really fucking hurt me.
Yeah.
You know? I'll sue you for some words.
I'll sue you about saying some shit to me. You shouldn't be allowed to say that shit because it fucking offends me. Like, we either have a Bill of Rights or we don't. Like, it's either there or it's not. And, like, when you sit there and say, oh, well, that sort of speech shouldn't be allowed because I find it offensive. Like,
yeah.
Well, who the fuck are you? I don't give a shit what you find offensive. Like,
exactly.
It's speech. It's talk.
It's your right to find shit offensive, motherfucker.
Right. Go on and be offended then.
Be offended
maybe
and leave.
Start a contradictory show. If you don't like the Mason and French show, start the Douchebag and Bill show, whoever the fuck you are. It doesn't matter to me.
Don't.
You can listen.
I don't give a fuck. If you don't like it, don't listen. Don't fuck. Don't pay no mind. Bye, Felicia. That's it. You don't complain. Bye, Felicia. You gonna be upset. Bye, Felicia.
Right,
you don't
right.
like the way I talk. Bye, Felicia.
Change the channel. Tune out.
Listen. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, and speaking of, hopefully people haven't just tuned out because I wanted to give a shout out to the latest country to make the list of countries that are listening.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a listener thus far in Morocco.
Shut the fuck up. Shit. Morocco.
That's right.
Yo, I'll let a motherfucker out there.
We also have a listener in Indonesia.
Shut up. Go ahead.
Shit.
We also have a couple of downloads in Russia.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, man.
As get well it as in.
The lovely nation of India.
Hot damn.
In the building!
So, we want to give a big shout out to the newest nations to be on the worldwide.
We just talking about a new license plate, possible license plate, whenever I get my shit square. It's going to be a while from now. I-420-D-O-U.
Yo, hold on. Can you actually get that? Yeah, you try.
Yeah, you get that.
We haven't looked into it. We haven't checked it on the thing. Well, it might say that you're not allowed because of 420.
Yeah.
They depends. Might
not. I said just
like
do
you couldn't get you couldn't get NIGA PLZ.
Do 1420.
Are you?
1420 would work.
1420 would work.
Yeah.
1420 would work.
1420
DU. Yeah. That would work. That would work.
Because we actually saw a car with 1420 on the license plate, and I was like, "Is that I 420?
Yeah.
Like, is that what that guy's license plate says?" There was Nog Stink. It was essentially no gas stink, I think, is what they were trying to say.
Oh, is that what he was working with?
Because it was a Tesla.
Oh, fuck yeah, he's killing it then.
But we were calling him the Nog Stink.
Nog Stink.
Yeah, you start seeing a whole bunch of Teslas when you're going out that way. Because we had, what, two passes the other day?
Shit, man, I've seen so many.
There's a rack of them.
I've seen Skylines. I've seen Nissan Skylines up there lately, and it makes me want to go get one. Oh, man, I just want cars. I want money in cars.
I'm about to say, you got to get the YTD first.
You damn right I do. Fucking bullshit-ass, non-money-making-ass. started one job. Hopefully I'll be starting another one soon. But the one that I'd like to be starting soon that I haven't heard from yet, it's I sort of spoken to them and sort of had like, you guys are wishy-washy as fuck. No wonder you got a 1.5 on Yelp.
Yelp rating his ass.
I'm telling you, man, I looked at the Yelp and I was like, all right, well, of the dealerships in the area that sell that product line, they're the worst in the region.
Damn.
It's a bad spot, man. Hardly anybody even knows their dealership over there.
That's what everybody can say. That President Mason. I'm just saying.
Now, that would be some shit right there.
That's why I try to tell him. I'm like,
that'd be some crazy shit.
Put me in, motherfucker. I'll make your shit fucking pop, man.
Say the joint, build it up.
You should put that in your resume. I looked you up on Yelp, so I mean, what do you got to lose, man? Give me a chance to change your world.
Well, that's
your
what I'm going
to get squared away, Mace 2020.
Oh, my God.
Do people do that on resumes? We got to look up the USA on Yelp, see what they rate us.
You could do that on a cover letter. Like, here's my resume. Now, here's my cover letter. I actually looked up your Yelp rating, and you guys suck. Maybe you ought to let me get in there, because I'm not a fucking idiot.
I'm bringing 1.2 to at least 1.5. You better let me in there.
Yeah, I'll get you 1.2 up. We'll hit at least 2.3 within a year and a half of me in there. Because there's only but so many reviews.
That's the way to look for a job. Look for
the worst,
shitty,
the worst rated places.
Like, I and then go to like, seniors looking for help.
Let me save you. Let me save your business.
Yeah. This is what I do. I go around and I bring everybody's rating.
That would be really great if I could do that for like the next 15 years and then run for president on some, like, I've gone from company to company fixing it.
Made them better.
Making them better.
Look at their Yelp ratings. This is when I was here.
Record it and make it into a fucking show.
Yelp Rescue.
Yelp Rescue.
Hashtag fat. Hashtag patent pending trademark copyright.
Fucking A, yeah. Nobody touched that.
Make a show out of it.
Yelp Rescue.
Yelp Rescue.
See, and it'd be like, so you've got this many, now watch, I'm going to put in a 5-star and boom, I've already doubled your rating.
And then you can have me come in here.
Just me myself.
I come in there, I'll be the chef.
Oh my God.
And you'd be like, I brought my premier chef in here, and I'll come in there and I'll see the place, and I'll be like, oh hell no, and I'll just turn around and I'll
start drinking. Don't worry, he's getting it right.
He's going to be like John Belushi in Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving. They're emptying out the house, and everybody's freaking out, and they swipe him the bottle of Jack, and he drinks the whole damn thing.
That's going to be that motherfucker there.
Damn
right. All right, let's get this going. What's the orders?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't going to do the work. I'm just going to come in there.
He just wants to ride the coattails, man.
Like, nah, hell
no. Hey, y'all doing a production? Let me get up in there and say something funny.
We just going to cut the rating up 10%. That's all I'm trying to do.
He's like the Stan Lee of like the imperfect freaking entertainment production.
There you go. He makes them cameos.
I ain't going to do nothing. Just tell me something. I'm going to stand here and say something.
I'm going to say in the building or something.
Hey, man, just try to tell me something to say.
In the building.
In the building? That's what you want me to say?
In the building. Oh, hell no.
Meow.
Every episode.
We are marinating girls all over the place. Oh, should have put the windows down and mirror.
He was telling me about the roundabout. It was the same roundabout that we went through when we seen the thick chick, the thick white girl.
I don't think
this
so.
It was around about 23rd, Washington, 23rd, Washington.
It was a
Street,
similar, it was a similar roundabout.
Probably in the same area.
It might have been the same roundabout, but we came in from a different point and went out, I believe, at a different point. But could have been the same one.
Seen some moisties almost get hit by the cop.
Yeah, these girls were running across the street while there was a cop running dead at them with his lights on. And they were giggling.
Oh, shit.
Like, man, I want to get out and go have sex with those girls now.
They're deaf experience.
I like happy face.
Being ignorant.
I like happy face excitement on girls' faces. I like a happy, excited face on a girl. And like they all had it. And I was like, now I want to fuck all you bitches. Because you got that happy, excited look on your face. That's a good look to see.
Springtime or summertime up there is going to be nice.
Yeah, but I don't know what the age limit was on that or age jurisdiction on that.
Man, I'm 18 and up, dog. I ain't sweating that shit. Hey, yo, it's Monday, or it's Thursday. It's 2 o'clock like in the afternoon. I'm with you.
Yeah, they in school. So
that's right. I ride
school half days. They could have been fucking 16-year-olds out there.
Man, they still know they are in school. They ain't no half days for them up here right now. They don't get out till fucking sometime in the middle of June.
Oh, hell no.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Because they get ready to be done here, ain't they?
Here. Culpepper's been out.
Today.
Fuck all of this shit. Now, you know what that means? Like, that's when it starts. That's when it's time to keep your shit together. You can't just be hollering at every bitch you see walking around.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the days when a girl driving a car was automatically old enough for me to holler.
car.
I see a chick in a car, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's a girl in the car, but I have no idea how old that chick is, so I'm just going to keep driving. Bloody fucking die. Maybe I'll run into her ass at the library or something.
12? Bitch, you 12?
No, 12-year-olds don't drive.
As you go to M Street, where the college is, like all of M Street is just nothing but finest bitches walking around all day long. All day long. That's where you need to go. And all of them bitches of rage, it's college right there.
Dude, we was up there in Adams Morgan.
You're going to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
We was up there in Adams Morgan, and it was like Candyland, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. That's where we seen Thigh Gap and then, like, more Thigh Gap. And then, like, a bitch in, like, then there was that bitch in the black and white dress, like, oh, my.
Oh, with the bus? When we was waiting on the bus?
No, like, there was Thigh Gap when we were waiting on the bus. And then once the bus moved and we were down a little ways, there was that girl on the left in the white and black zebra-type dress.
Oh, yeah, with the back open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like me.
Yeah,
like
that shit was
open back.
That shit was something else, man.
He likes open back.
You better get your shit squared away, girl, because you're going to be calling my motherfucking name with some open back at least a second.
At least a soft scream
when you gonna come out.
A soft scream.
I'm trying to tell you what.
Get a grunt out of here or something.
Open back. I'm fucking the life out of you, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, shit. Open back.
I'm hitting the wall and turn back. I'm sucking his belly. I'm slapping my own ass cheek. I'm trying to dig deep. I'm trying to penetrate. I might kegel in the middle of it, too. I might try to get everything in there. I'm gonna get full extension out that motherfucker like Serena Williams out this bitch. You
know? Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
the girl was really questioning it, man. Really questioning it.
Questioning what?
Coming out here, I said, what's it gonna take? She said, liquor and food. I'm like, I got both.
There you go. I knew if I left you alone with it, you'd close the deal for me. I'm looking for hosts to help replace the Big Steve void when that shit happens.
Both of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, man. Both those girls are welcome.
I can't be stuffing lobster tail out here for y'all motherfuckers and nothing like that. I'm thinking like wings or fries or something like that. I mean, come on. I mean, you want lobster tail stuff? Lobster tail, and that's what they want. I'm like, all right, we got to work on something.
I'm picking up the Joe Vinny's.
You're saying the wrong shit. Yeah.
I'm not cooking no lobster stuff.
I'll bring them Joe Vinny's and we'll get a bottle of whatever they like. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. I said, you got to help me out because my boys tell me I drink too much. Like I said, I had three drinks right here. They probably had too much. And she said, what are they going to say about me? I said, well, they're not going to say nothing about you.
As long as you keep your shit together.
They're probably going to just jones on me for not keeping up with you. It's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that would be what happens. Said, it'd be like, look at her. She been had a bunch of drinks, and now your ass is all bitch. In the fucking hole.
Yo, bitch, go take a nap. Yo, bitch, I said, if anything, they going to make fun of me. They don't, you know, you good. I said, if anything, you can just leave, you know, where you live. And she's like, you know, about 30 minutes, you know, 30 away. I'm like, yeah.
If you moved to Bealton, that'd be more on her way home.
Yeah, how about that? Cash me aside.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, man.
You were trying to help him out with something.
I'm trying to help nobody out, goddamn it. I'm trying to help the show out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the show. This is the shorty that you shorty didn't think you that the water chick.
The water, the chick that gave him water.
Yeah,
when he asked for another drink when we were up there a time or two ago.
Gotcha.
You know, we gotta break in. We gotta get to know these people. That's why I was like, oh, you know, you go up there because they working. I know they working. We gotta go up there and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Interact. Have a nice time.
She said, you look all lonely now that your friend's gone. I said, well, people watching ain't worth a fuck. These people ain't doing a damn thing. I said, I'm all good fuck going home. So I'm here, people watching, and they ain't performing.
Yeah.
You know, all right, dude. You working.
It was more fun watching me walk to the truck in the rain.
Yeah, I'm like, you working your ass off. You ain't paying no mind to me. You talking to me when you got to come over here to these taps. Other than that, you worry about them other drunk-ass motherfuckers at the end drinking their ass off. I'm trying to go home. Them motherfuckers trying to get drunk. Because I guess they're going to melt because they bitching about the rain.
Yeah.
I didn't even want these two. I was trying to go home after the first
one. That's why I left when I did. I was like, I got to get my ass out of here. I'm going to end up hammered with this rain coming down like it is. And then there was a wreck out on 211 going home, and had the whole thing all jammed up. Oh, yeah, I'd have been here sooner, but everything was a little out of whack.
Going or coming?
Going out. Like, it stopped me up for like 10 or 15 minutes, and I had to take a shit, eat some food, you know, getting the job done.
There you go.
Keeping it real.
Job done.
Getting the job done, man.
That's it.
Tell you, man, I ain't took a nap in a couple of days, man. I don't know what's happening.
What?
I've been exercising and everything, getting up and running around doing shit. I'm ready.
What's happening?
I'm ready.
Tis skipping season.
He's ready for his adult life. He's ready to start adulting shit.
Damn, skipping, man. Buy me a blank piece of land, get me a trailer. Be living adult.
Motherfucker adult.
I'm just gonna stack money and buy it all with cash. Fuck credit.
Tried that. Something usually happens.
Well, it's like babies happen to most adults, adult men like us. But fortunately, I have had a bit of a double vasectomy in a sense, if you will.
I got a double.
I doubled up on the hell. I got way more than a double vasectomy. Vasectomy is like a little burn in the vas deferens. I lost inches of my vas deferens.
You got straight neutered. You got neutered.
Damn Skippy, man. Nah, neuter, they take your balls out. That's not happening here. I still got balls. They hurt so long, I definitely had balls the whole fucking time I had a vasectomy. It's a lovely thing, man.
He just ain't got a waterbed down in there no more. His sack's dried up.
I don't know about all that either.
Nah, you probably still got your swimmers, you just ain't got the funk in there.
Nah, them motherfuckers ain't swimming.
No, they're not swimming.
You got the non-swimmers though, hanging out.
All I've got
is look who's talking. Always had the fake swimmers and then the real swimmers, you know what I mean? So you got the fake swimmers in there now.
Well, see, there's the fluid that would house the swimmers, but there's no swimmers in the fluid.
That's what I'm screaming. You got all the fake swimmers, you know, they're waiting on the man to come through.
No,
they just cleared away.
There's nobody in the pool. It's like an eerie, like, lake with nothing in it.
Nah, like, but like, all right, so like,
it's the Dead Sea. You're damn right.
Over here in my package,
I come the Dead Sea. That's what I come. I come the Dead Sea.
You got the front wave, man. You don't have the back wave. See, I got a second wave. I got the front wave to come here and through, clear the path. And then the 4 or 5
motherfucker, your shits is like lemmings in that episode of the DuckTales where the fucking fuckers were running off the edge of that cliff into the ocean. I'm trying to tell you, man, my reference game is deep.
I'm trying to think of the DuckTales episode.
DuckTales.
Old school. You remember DuckTales? When, I swear it was DuckTales, there was like, hell, maybe it was something different, I don't know. But like, they were all like the little vermin that would come run through town and jump off the cliff. That's how I imagine your shit. Like, when the lemmings come to town and eat all the fucking corn. You know? Like, it's just
inflicting damage.
That's like the womb of whoever you're banging.
Inflicting damage on the
womb. It's like an unsuspecting village. And then vermin come in and ravage it from one side to the other. There's nothing left but stone buildings.
It's just like, you've been Jewed.
You've been Jewed. That's what it's like.
And then nine months later.
There's a little Jewlet running around out here, man.
Jesus Christ.
So that's why I hit the wall. Hurt the latex. I can't have another little Jewlet out here.
You need a vasectomy too,
I can't
too,
take
bro.
A reset button, man. I can't take a reset button.
You need to fucking detach the cord, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm taking it all out.
Hell, damn near all you do. Mike, you need to shut the fucking show down too, dog. Shit's ridiculous, man.
I've already thought about that
you
one.
Can't
That's already thought.
Can't trust these hoes.
Cut the whole front side off.
Nigga, cut the whole front side.
No, all they'll do is burn the fucking vas deferens, like I said. See, that's how it technically works, right? They go in there, there's little, you know, the tubes between your balls and all up inside of you?
Yeah, I don't need all that stuff. Just cut it all off.
One of them's called a vas deferens, and that's what the sperm goes down and mixes with the seminal fluid in, right? So what you do is you cut that thing, you burn it so that the tube isn't like clear and open, so then the sperm don't have anywhere to go. So eventually they just stop happening. Mm-hmm. They shut it down. But all the other activities continue to function.
You got like cauterized some shit
I'm
in your
it all
balls,
out.
Man.
Yeah, my balls have a cauterized wound in my balls.
Were you asleep?
Yeah, that's part of why I went and did it with the hernia
asleep,
mesh
but
surgery.
They usually do it when you're woke.
Yeah, they'll do it when you're awake.
It's an outpatient surgery.
It's just a local anesthesia. You walk in, you sit down.
You walk in, you lay back.
They shoot up your balls. Then they really shoot up your balls with the laser thing. You get to smell your nuts burn.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
I'm going to pass.
I'd have to go and ask for anesthesia.
Yeah, I love condoms. Condoms work, people.
Shut me down.
Just saying.
I'm like, look.
Yeah, but condoms break.
Hey, man.
100%. Bitches stick needles in them.
Never did until I wanted to.
All kinds of crazy shit. Well, congratulations, Mr.
That is
Mr.
1,000.
It's batting 1,000.
That's what I meant to say.
You batted 1,000 with rubbers. Bravo. But
hell, I did that. Rubbers and pulling out, man. Fucking.
Yeah, dude, my pull-out game is strong, man.
When I wanted to have kids, we had them. That was the one thing. I'm a motherfucking black-ass fertile. Fertile.
That's what
I'm saying. No, I'm fruitful.
I'm
fruitful.
Nice.
He's over fertile.
Speaking of illiteracy, I was in the car with the Jew, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to get behind Natsu here. There was a license plate in front of us. It was Notsew. And I said,
Not see you.
Now, that would be not so.
Not, yeah,
no,
S-E-W. Sewing. So. I said, I'm pretty sure that's not so.
Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, "That's how you sell so? That's how you spell so?" I said, "Yeah, that's how you spell so."
I mean, you spell new the same fucking way, but you don't fucking sound new. Yep. Don't sound like that.
Yep.
And okay. That's because it's a vowel, and it takes on different sounds sometimes.
N is a vowel.
No, E.
Yep. Oh shit.
S E W N E W. So new.
English is too fucked up. So, I ain't got time for all
not sometimes new would have been not new. But oh, then not
you didn't know E was not a vowel, or E is a vowel.
No, I knew E
he did
was
say
a vowel.
N.
No, he said, I thought he was talking about N. Yeah. I don't know the fucking vowels.
Ladies and gentlemen, the illiteracy rate is astonishing.
I was asking him that. I thought he was talking about the letter N and saying the letter N or whatever is vowel.
Okay. I'm sorry. What? Vowels make different sounds.
I have to listen back to this part because I don't remember how it all went down. Because I don't think that's what Biggie said.
A hard A and a soft A.
Hard A. God damn. Son of a bitch.
English is fucked up.
When you write it down. English is just fine.
When you write them words down, they look all fucked up, man. English words.
It does help if you read a little bit, dude. You can understand what you wrote down.
Fucked up word that's spelled all fucked up all the time.
It's probably not spelled fucked up because it's probably spelled correctly.
But if you read a book that was talking about sewing and the whole time you thought it said Sue, I think due to the context of the book, you might get it to be like, and then I put the needle in the hole, or I put the thread in the hole, the needle, and then I began to sew. And he's like, okay, so this guy's suing. Like,
that's exactly what he would have left it as, though. Yo, man, I'm gonna go sue me some shit.
Never figure it out. I'll read his book about suing.
He used it properly and mispronounced it.
So this is how they're suing motherfuckers now.
It was just astonishing, dude.
I know how to fucking sew.
So you know how to sew better than you know how to read.
Apparently. You know how to fucking sew. I ain't got a fucking thing to know how to pronunciate the goddamn fucking. Yeah, intelligent E instead of normal E.
The intelligent E instead of the normal E. What the hell? That's a new one.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're going to have to bring this stupid-ass episode of the Mason and French show to a close. Don't forget the Jew Unit's illiterate as fuck. We love you. Check out the Imperfect Entertainment Patreon account.
Shit. I love
intelligent E. Go.
Intelligent E. This is me right here. I'm making a drink.